Hello! Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show, everybody. Woo! Tuesday edition. Confessions coming up at 11:30 this morning. Want to give you that heads up right away so you can email the show with your confession. Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com.
If you could suddenly become invisible, what would you do? And don't be pervy.
Yeah, don't be pervy.
But what would you do if you could suddenly become invisible? Let's say you're invisible for an hour, hypothetically. What would you do? What room do you go in? What building do you go in? Where do you sit unnoticed?
I like it. I like it.
Ah, fun.
You could also answer that question on our Facebook page, or you could call us at 11:30 when that time comes.
You've given them so many options. Thank you, Donna.
I know. Now we need to get to the nitty gritty.
All right, Don. What do you know? Did you get hints about Project Down and Dirty?
Yeah, this morning, Bea Arthur actually called in at 6 a.m. Okay. She was supposed to yesterday, our first clue, and she didn't wake up.
Okay.
So,
that's a good omen for this year.
She didn't wake up
again? No, she didn't wake up yesterday.
No. Oh, I was like, what?
Donna.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
no,
I'm back.
She did.
I'm back, guys.
She's great. You know what? She had a very difficult week last week, so we have to, the lady needs to sleep for 2 weeks at least. Because of that debacle last week. So
we
got to give her a little bit of grace there. So she did call in. She gave us another clue. And the clue was Scoop.
Scoop? What was the first clue? Did we have another clue?
Yeah, the clue was, Hannah put it on social media.
Oh,
it was outdoors.
Uh-huh. Outdoors.
Outdoors Scoop.
I know it.
So does Kenny. And we also discovered a clue within the promo.
I know it.
Okay, my neighbor thinks we're doing an archaeological dig.
I don't think so.
I'm like, I'll be down for that.
Oh my gosh, I wonder if I caused this.
Oh gosh, all
you're
right.
You're to blame.
So
okay, let me unpack this.
Okay.
And
so
this,
do you want to give me your guess about what you think it is? Or do you want me to tell you what we think it is?
I want to give you my guess first.
Okay.
I feel pretty certain of this. May I give context? I don't like to tell a short story. Let me tell it long.
Of course. It's not even possible.
Ask him what time it is. He'll give you the history of the clock.
That's right.
What Donna says. Our editor over at Twin Cities Live, Seth Holst, a few months ago, we did a story at this place. And then he sent a note to me or to the whole Twin Cities Live team and said, hey, here's a thought. I think this was him that said this would be good because the place where you are outdoors and you are scooping has an unbelievable video setup. They've got GoPros everywhere, cameras. They get you all of this footage. You're mic'd up. When you're talking to somebody else, they're mic'd up. I think that Project Down and Dirty is going to be taking place in Hastings, Minnesota. And I hope it does.
Yeah.
At Extreme Sandbox.
That's what Kenny said.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And
beyond fun, Donna, it'll blow your mind. You at Extreme Sandbox, you get access to go there right now. Look, and they were on Shark Tank, by the way.
Okay.
You go and you get access to these unbelievable machines, these construction equipment. You go in there, there's a video set up for you. So we'd be able to pepper our social media with all sorts of really cool video. And then they have a headset and they say, all right, pull up on that right lever. And now you're scooping into the earth. Scoop it up. Now you're crushing a car with the powerful things on your construction equipment.
I love it.
Did you listen to the morning show, Steve?
No.
Okay, because we said all of the same things. Jason did a story there. Kenny guessed it. I think it's apparent because in the promo I noticed, Rocco says, I think you're going to dig it.
Dig it.
So we have outdoor.
All right,
we've guessed
Scoop.
It, you guys. This is the first year we've guessed it.
Why don't you just tell B to come back on? Let's stop with the Thursday thing. Just do it now. Come on, we never get to announce anything on our show, Donna.
Okay. I know. Let's.
Oh, this is great.
Okay, well, so
I can get her on the phone and see if she answers.
Yeah, give her a call.
Okay.
And see if
she's going to be mad.
Who cares?
She's going to play coy. She's going to go. I don't know.
If she's really smart, she just won't pick up.
Maybe.
But so here's the problem with us guessing. If it's not that, it's going to be a little bit of a letdown. It's going to be a little bit of a letdown.
We'll just have to go out there ourselves.
And
so we get to crush stuff? Is it a competition?
There's all sorts of stuff that you can do there.
That's a cute idea.
I like cute is not the word that comes to mind when I look at extreme sandbox, heavy machinery, heavy equipment.
What a cool idea.
I know.
For an adventure. Wow.
They have two of these.
I honestly, one's in Texas, right?
One's in Texas.
I honestly thought I have seen and done everything in the state of Minnesota, thanks to my brother who always drags me all over the place when he comes to visit because he likes an adventure. I don't think he knows about this.
Oh, there's all, so you can dig dirt. I mean, any big piece of equipment that you have seen on a roadside during a major construction project, that's what's at Extreme Sandbox. So if Jason did a story there, Kristen Hobrick, one of our reporters at Twin Cities Live, did one there within the last few months.
Yes, she
did. I don't remember if I even sent through the email to Amy or not, or how, it'll be interesting if this is it to find out how the idea came to be. I just love that it came to be. I don't care how it came to be. I'm happy that it did because
right.
This would be so fun.
She's and not answering. And they, I know why.
Yeah, you know.
Because she's probably listening.
Yeah, because we just freaking, it's like
she
the first.
She shouldn't have told a scoop.
No.
It's her
and
fault.
Nobody should have said, you'll dig it.
Let me tell you this.
We're smarter than you think, B.
It's like giving the pinata stick to the most muscular kid at the party for the first crack. Don't do that. All
now,
the candy's going to come out.
Here's one question I have. If it is this, how are they going to turn this into a charity event? Or how is it going to sell tickets? Or
well, they don't always sell tickets, right?
Right.
So maybe this is just a non-ticketed year due to Coronova. And they're saying, we don't want to have a big gathering of people again.
That's
so this is going to keep people primarily outdoors. It'll give us a lot of interesting stuff to talk about, our experiences with it. There will be killer video. Guys, Jason knows this too. The video that they do, it's such a wonderful operation from a video standpoint because you get all of these different angles. You get the audio of them saying, no, 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 Donna, right lever, pull the right lever up. And then the crane comes up. You
I can't wait.
Smash cars.
This is gonna be so fun.
It's great. And they do corporate events and they've got, you know, people can sit on the side and watch. And like you said, it's outdoors. It's still not going to be that cold.
Right.
In November.
Or it could. I mean, for sure.
I mean, it could. It's snowing, but.
But who cares? Then they'll give us a snowplow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I want to get in one of those little things that goes along the sidewalk. It's like a little thing.
I really hope this is true.
This is great.
I'm excited about it if that's what it is. Now, another idea was that Habitat for Humanity, we could build a house.
I love
that.
That'd
be fun. A My Talk house.
Oh,
yeah. That's a great idea, too.
I'd love either of those.
Me, too. Me, too, guys.
So scooping, it's not scooping poop.
Do we get another hint tomorrow?
She did say something about animals, though, at some point.
I know. She said, because Alexa said, does it involve animals? And she said, maybe.
Or maybe she's just lying.
Is there another hint tomorrow?
There is.
Okay.
Here's
my thinking. Here's what's going to happen, just so we're all aware. Then we got to go to break. She's going to throw us off the scent. Tomorrow will be a red herring.
Yep.
Just
be prepared
for that.
They
know that we figured it out.
We know.
When
we come back, we will get into some things that make you go, huh? We already mentioned confessions coming up today at 11:30, College of Pop Culture Knowledge at 10:30. When we come back, this song acts as a mosquito repellent. There is one song that acts as a mosquito repellent. The question you'll have to ask yourself is, would I rather listen to the song or just be attacked by mosquitoes? See if you can figure it out. When we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hello. Welcome back. Thanks for listening. Donna and Steve at your service on My Talk's 107.1 Everything Entertainment. Don McLean joins us as well, and Steve has fun facts.
Things that make you go,
Very funny. Thanks,
thanks
Donna, for the addition to that.
You betcha, buddy. Boom.
There is a song that, according to actual studies that they've done on the song, acts as a mosquito repellent. If I just said there's one song in the history of songs that does that, would you have any guess?
I feel like I may have known this at one point, but I'm drawing a blank. I'm going to go with my standby. Right, said Fred, I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy. It is not that. Now, I grant you, you will have to make a real decision. Would you rather have mosquitoes around you or have this song playing? This song acts as this mosquito repellent because of its low frequency vibrations. And scientists say that mosquitoes exposed to this song have sex, quote, far less often than typical mosquitoes. The song is by Skrillex. The name of the song is Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. So imagine somebody says, oh, the mosquitoes are out, and then this slaps. After about 30 seconds, wouldn't you rather be bit by a mosquito?
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow. Like you're trying to have a calm conversation around the fire with your neighbor, Judy.
Yes.
Wow, 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 wow.
I hate it.
If I was working out
today. That's the quintessential Skrillex song. You hate it?
That's the most Skrillex of all Skrillex. Is Skrillex still around?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. They just probably doing like weird festivals and stuff.
Probably, Steve.
I bet Skrillex is loaded.
He's just a guy.
Is he a one person?
Yeah. Wow. Loaded.
Well, I'm just going to see real quick.
And there are no mosquitoes on his property.
Is he like a DJ guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's 5 foot 4 inches tall.
Oh my gosh, you lead with that.
His net worth is $70 million.
He looks like a baby.
And he's 33 years old. I've never seen this person.
He's cute.
Uh-oh. Let's see. Yep. Yes, he is, Donna. Of course he is.
Oh, it's Donna's type?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. He's a cute guy.
Looks like,
I remember
he would be cast as Corey Feldman.
Yes, he does.
You just don't know he's 5'4", because he's always up on a stage, and so maybe they...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I had no idea. Not that who cares? It's fine.
He's probably on a raised platform, too. You know how they do that with DJs? Like, super raised. Donna, your type is so predictable. Oh,
I'm just saying, if I were his mom, I'd be like, my son is cute.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Thank you. He's a cutie.
Like attractive, do you mean? He's 33. It's fine. You can say
he's attractive. He's an attractive guy. I could do without the hole in his ear, but...
Yeah.
That's his truth.
That's just saying.
All right, here we go. Let's see, we got another one. This is fascinating about Sony. Sony makes the bulk of its money not selling electronics. Instead, it's through selling insurance. They offer life, auto, and health insurance in the country of Japan, which has accounted for 63% of their profits. The electronics department actually operates at a loss.
Wow.
Sony televisions, Sony soundbars, speakers. They take a bath on that. And they make their money in insurance.
That's fascinating.
I think so.
I never would have even guessed that.
I think that's like Costco doesn't make money on their meat. They call it the loss leader, and they put it in the back of the store. So you have to go back there to get that really good deal on their meat. And then they believe that because you're a human, you'll walk through the rest of the store and end up grabbing other things. The loss leader is put in the back of the store.
How does Costco make money in general? Off memberships, right? Not off of profit, off memberships.
I think they make money on memberships and on product. I don't walk out of there for less than $300.
Yeah, but they're selling stuff practically at cost.
I don't think they are.
You don't?
I think they sell it a little bit more aggressively priced than other places, but it comes with the quantity generally that you're buying as well.
All right, here we go.
I think they're selling every product at a loss.
Here's what I'm finding.
All right.
Costco doesn't actually make most of its money selling things. It charges its members an annual fee for the privilege of shopping at its stores, and these fees represent the bulk of their operating profit. In 2019, Costco made $3.35 billion from membership fees, an increase of 7% from the previous years. Thank you.
They can't be taking a loss on goods, though.
I don't know that they're taking a loss, but maybe they're doing a little better than breaking
maybe
even.
Maybe they're say, we'll keep our margins really low here.
Yeah.
Because we're making $3.35 billion from membership
fees. Because they're a wholesale retailer. So fresh foods and hardline products like hardware and large appliances are their fastest growing areas.
They also don't spend any money on advertising.
That is very true.
Starbucks used to be that way, too. We studied them in a college marketing class because at the time, when I was in college, 02 to 06, there wasn't a single Starbucks ad anywhere. And we studied them because it was all word of mouth.
I don't...
And just their stores. Storefront, you look at it, and then people are like, oh my gosh, I love the blanket Starbucks. Everybody did the advertising for them.
Do you hear Starbucks commercials or see Starbucks commercials? Maybe during Christmas time.
I think that they started popping up. I don't think that they're a dominant advertiser on television, but I think that they grew a little bit more than the non-existent, just word of mouth, join the club advertising. But still, that's fascinating.
Indeed.
Here comes more fascinating things.
Thank you.
Jupiter. How many Earths could you fit into Jupiter if they were all, you know, hollow? And this will help us understand the size of Earth versus the size of Jupiter.
I'm going to say you could fit 14 Earths.
14 Earths into Jupiter. Don, you believe in aliens. You care to guess?
Oh, 14. No. Jupiter. Jupiter is our largest planet, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
I would say 10,000.
10,000.
10 to 15. Wow, 50,
really?
50,000.
I said 14.
Closest without going over. Price is Right rules always in effect. You could fit 1,000 Earths into Jupiter.
Winner!
Chicken it looks dinner. So small, though, doesn't it? Like, if we ever see a picture of it, doesn't it look like you could walk around it?
Is that the reddish one?
The moon, too.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like you could do a, like, hey, Mom, can you just drop me off at the moon for 1 hour? I just want to run around the whole thing a few times.
I wonder how long it would take to walk around the moon. We should ask the band Walk the Moon, which I love.
Great. What happened to them?
Yeah. Oh, they're around. They do concerts. They're very popular.
You're not allowed to try to modify the weather in Colorado without a permit. The main reason is to keep ski resorts from doing strange things to try to make it snow. That is real. When we come back, big news about R. Kelly.
Mute
R. Kelly! We'll tell you that. And Will Smith and Jada Smith are weird.
Yeah, gonna make Steve real mad.
Yeah,
coming up next.
You know, likey.
Mm-hmm. Like the show, hey, good morning. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. You may or may not have heard that R. Kelly was found guilty yesterday of all 9 counts he was facing in his sex trafficking case. In addition to trafficking, the charges included racketeering, bribery, coercion. Am I saying that right?
Coercion
and enticement. That looked really foreign to me at the moment. There were 14 underlying acts, including sexual exploitation of a child and kidnapping. He could be facing decades behind bars. These charges involved 6 female victims, including the late Aaliyah, who married Kelly when she was 15 years old.
Yikes.
The prosecution called dozens of witnesses, including both male and female accusers, who said they were groomed for sex and they were psychologically abused. His attorneys say that they're going to continue to fight on R. Kelly's behalf. This was only in New York, by the way. He's still got to face charges in Chicago and here in Minnesota. Bye, R. Kelly.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be seeing him anymore.
I don't either.
It's amazing how long it takes for...
It really
like
is.
Like, in the legal system. Just everything takes a while, right? You hear about someone gets a court date, and then their next hearing is scheduled 6 months or 8 months later.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
I mean, even just the gathering of evidence, because you want to have enough evidence to win,
right,
you know, and to bring charges. So you don't want to screw that up. But, Dawn, did you ever watch that documentary?
I couldn't. I didn't feel like I could handle it.
Gotcha.
You know, just oof.
You watched it, Donna, right?
I watched the whole thing. Yeah. It was mind-blowing how this had happened. And it probably happens right under our noses every day.
I just got up the courage to watch Finding Neverland, which
was that's another one.
Heartbreaking. And I need a minute. I'm still trying to get over that.
What made you watch that all of a sudden a couple years late?
Because I saw that the estate of Michael Jackson was releasing new music. And I thought, should we be doing this? Should we be doing this? I don't know. And so I wanted to know for myself how I felt about it and whether or not I believe these guys. And sure. I don't even care if there's small discrepancies in the guy's story, but anyway, I 150% believe them. It's just...
Is it going to change if you listen to his music?
I don't want to hear anything Michael Jackson ever again.
Ever again?
No, I don't believe that we should be celebrating a pedophile. I'm fine with the rest of the family, like Janet and, you know, anything they want to do musically. It has nothing to do with them.
Wonder what Janet's going to say in her upcoming documentary. Will she touch the topic?
I don't know.
Will she say? You know?
Oh, that's... She said... Didn't she say she was going to talk about everything?
Yeah, but she said that, and it's she's okay in the documentary. So I just, that's easy to say during a teaser video. Nothing is off limits. But if you're the executive producer of the documentary, then you get to choose whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah.
But it will be interesting. Right. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see what she has to say.
Bye, R. Kelly.
See you later, man.
Hopefully, I mean,
I know.
Reagan's attempted assassination guy, John Hinckley Jr. He apparently was released from prison.
He was released
in 2016. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah. He was living with his mom. I did. I knew that, but forgot, and then saw now he gets an unconditional release with no restraining order against Jodie Foster or the Reagan family,
which is absurd.
Well, they say, I was listening to a report on it yesterday. They said that they've had like behaviorists and all sorts of mental health experts who have watched him and say that he's not a risk anymore and hasn't been for a long period of time. I think they said decades in the report. This attempted assassination happened in 1981. Apparently he's been like working. I think he worked at a record store. He had a YouTube channel where he was putting out new music.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was. I know when I heard this story yesterday, I was like, really? Really?
Well, I wonder how the family of the Secret Service agent who was paralyzed feels about
the Brady Law was based on
right
story. I think that as a deterrent to other people, you shouldn't ever get out of prison if you try to assassinate the president, and as a punishment.
Oh, as a deterrent to other people. That's an interesting argument.
I mean, if you try to assassinate the president, you don't get out of prison. Mm. There's so many people that sold too much pot that will never get out of prison.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
That's a whole nother story.
For sure. Let's make Steve mad now.
Oh. Wait, is that guy's name John Hinckley?
Yeah,
Junior.
John Hinckley Jr. Okay.
I put the link in the next segment.
Because I do see him playing music on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so remember the story about Jada Pinkett Smith where she had, what did she call it?
Entanglement
with that August Alsina guy. And at the time, it just sounded like Jada had this extramarital affair. Well, Will Smith is speaking out now and giving like these little hints about their marriage and... Like he did a story for GQ and he says that he and Jada started out monogamous, but evolved past it. Listen to what he says, Steve, before you say anything, okay?
Yeah.
He says, Jada never believed in conventional marriage. She had family members that had an unconventional relationship. So she grew up in a way that was very different from the way I grew up. And then he goes on to say that we'd given each other trust and freedom with the belief that everybody has to find their own way and marriage for us cannot be a prison. And so it turns out he's had entanglements of his own, but didn't exactly elaborate. The one thing they've always said is that divorce is not an option.
Yeah, I get why it wouldn't be if you can just hook up with people.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, look, Steve. Amen.
He also said that they needed to give each other the heads up if one of them were looking to go outside the marriage, that they had that agreement. I had read in like years ago and I thought, that's unconventional.
Is that really all you think? You just think it's unconventional? I think it's a joke.
I don't know what I think because I'm not married.
Oh, Lord. I am. It's a joke. It's a total, total joke. Do you hear that diss that they give to each other, too? We can't be married if it's a prison. It can't be a prison to each other. That's code. Is that Hollywood speak? Does this count as Hollywood speak?
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to say that.
That's code for...
We can't use that
they'll
phrase.
Sue us. Yeah, we're in litigation with the Lori and Julia show right now anyway over the book club. Hashtag it's not a book club. So that's just an example of, like, we don't want to have any kind of self-control. The prison is when you feel that, like, newsflash. Also, let me predicate all of this, as the person who impersonated me one time says, as a man, I am not a perfect man. I have made terrible mistakes in our marriage. So let me just preface with that, so nobody thinks I'm coming at this just as, like, Steve Pruderson living this white picket fence life, okay? We have been in the trenches. I think this is a total joke. Get divorced. Don't be married. I am old-fashioned. I think that marriage is between two people and is intended to be a lifelong commitment with just those two people. The funny thing is, like, from an argument, from an intellectual standpoint, it's just such a slippery slope. If you're in an open marriage, it's such a slippery slope. Is it one person a year? Is it one other person in a lifetime? Is it one person a week? What is the quote unquote your truth garbage that you're going to try to tell me in the midst of stepping out on your own marriage? And by the way, if you think it's like imagine if there were like two 80-year-olds who did this, like this beautiful commitment, right? We see this commitment, these people married at the end of their life, and then you just decide, I don't want to be in a prison with you, and so I need to go sleep with somebody else. That's, you're just being driven and guided by that. And there we have, like, that is such, it just diminishes commitment to one person, because newsflash, there are a bunch of hot women. There are a bunch of hot men. Lou did not marry the hottest guy. I did not marry the hottest girl. The thing that makes committed love to one person beautiful, in my opinion, is that you choose, you put in discipline, self-restraint, and you choose to cultivate and put in the time and energy and work to actively love that person. That's what's difficult, and that's what's beautiful. But if I just found some other hot chick, or Lou just found some dude who's hotter than me and funnier than me and all these other more things than me, then you just bounce around. You just bounce around, because you'll find that next hot guy, and then there's another hot guy after that. And it is such disrespect to the other person, and I will never change that opinion.
I also think it's disrespectful to the person on the outside.
Yes.
It's like saying,
that's right,
you don't matter enough for me to have a long-term relationship with you. I just want to, you know,
bone you.
Step you. Yeah.
Yeah. It is such a, we just heighten happiness and self-fulfillment so much. So when Will Smith, and I really like Will Smith, when he's talking about that self-imprisonment, that is such garbage. That is such garbage. Be a man. And how about understand, because we have a distorted view of freedom too. We think that freedom is always the absence of any restrictions. And that's just not true. Freedom is more complex than that. And it is actually the presence of the correct restraints in your life that lead to a fruitful life, one that leads to flourishing. It's not just do whatever you want all the time.
Right.
And that's what
what bothered me about it is that he has these harem fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
So he has this fantasy of having like 20 women, and he names people like specific celebrities that he has thought about calling up and saying, will you do this? He wants to take him on the road with him and have this harem. And I think it's pretty, Halle Berry is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Missy Copeland.
Oh my gosh.
So I think that diminishes them as a person and just reduces them to a sex object.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also, you know, I mean, and I don't know. I have a different opinion of him now. I don't like him. I'll just say it plainly. And maybe I sound like a big prude and not open to other ideas, but I don't think what he has is a marriage.
Yes. Why get married? Why get married?
Why not just be in a relationship and not get married?
And then to want the harem of women.
Kenny said it's like a 13-year-old boy's fantasy. It's so immature.
And at the same time, are you like standing behind the Me Too movement and really want, because the Me Too movement is about, it should be just continually getting bigger in the idea of not sexually objectifying women.
Right.
Which is what he's doing.
And yeah, I don't know.
All right. Freedom isn't always free.
Yeah, Dawn.
Listen, Here's a great thing. We're up against the clock. I heard a guy once describe freedom like this. He said, like, imagine two people want to learn to play the piano. And then one guy, his friends come over, they're like kids, whatever. Friend come over, hey man, come on outside. And he's like, all right, fine, I'm not going to practice the piano. The other kid says, you know what? No, I'm going to practice the piano. In that moment, it looks like the kid who went out and just played with his friends instead of practicing the piano is living the free life. He's not bogged down right by that. He goes out and enjoys in the moment doing what he wants, avoiding the proper place of restriction. The kid who stayed and played, everyone's like, oh gosh, he's just bound by that. He's a prisoner to the piano. Fast forward years down the line, the other kid approaches a piano, can't play it, wishes he could, is frustrated that he spent so many days just being driven by his own emotion, went outside and played. The other person can then sit down at the piano and then just play this masterful piece that is just beautiful, and it can create more beauty. And so the one person who actually put in the right restrictions now experiences this bigger, better, richer freedom that in the moment you don't think is that. Which is like what Will Smith wants to do. He just doesn't want.
Good morning. Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson. Producer Dawn McClain hanging with us for the next 13 minutes or so. Happy to have you. Mm-hmm. I saw something. I have secondhand embarrassment. I want to share it with you now.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Oh, man.
What's going on? What's...
David Letterman tried to pull a prank. He crashed a Brooklyn Nets press conference. Brooklyn Nets. Wasn't it the Jersey Nets?
It was the Jersey Nets, and then they left. They said, Jersey is sinking as a state. We got to get out of here. We're going to Brooklyn. Now they've got a really good team, too, the Brooklyn Nets do.
Oh, like they didn't before.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, Garfield, New Jersey. Cool it over there.
Whatever. Anyway, he crashed this press conference and he posed as a reporter, and it appeared he annoyed Kevin Durant. I'm just going to let you listen to the audio.
Oh, okay.
Great. All right.
Dave from Basketball Digest. Kevin, KD, why do people call you KD? Can I call you KD? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
My first name is Kevin.
Uh-huh. Right.
And my second name, my last name. My second name. My last name is Durant with a D.
KD? This year, what percentage do you plan on giving on the court? 90, 95, 100, 110? What are we looking at?
110.
Why?
No, Donna, fight through that.
Is this for a show?
Probably.
And then maybe he'll then have him as a guest on My Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
Maybe. That'd be interesting.
Maybe that he was in on the joke.
Maybe. Kevin Durant is kind of known for being a not fun guy.
Okay.
He over the last few years, things sort of changed around the narrative around Kevin Durant. He was like fun guy. People wanted him to win. He was playing in Oklahoma City, and then he teamed up with the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry. And then people started giving him a little bit of hate for teaming up with the best team. Mm. LeBron went through the same thing earlier in his career. He just kind of got bitter guy.
Okay, you know what? The last time I felt this way.
Tell me.
It's when you were at the Super Bowl press conference.
Which is why I'm like, Dave, this is great.
I can't.
When I was at the Super Bowl press conference and was there only to cause a scene, didn't care at all about the game, and had a chance to talk with Bill Belichick, the curmudgeonly Super Bowl winning coach of the New England Patriots, who at his press conference answers everything like this. He just stays down here. Yeah, remote on to Cincinnati. And he's terrible in interviews. And then one thing leads to another, and I ask him if I can tickle him. And then I get home that night, friends are texting me, and the beginning of SportsCenter says, tickle me, Belichick. It was great. Oh, so
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just trying to get headlines, but if you want to be a respectable professional.
No.
Which is what I would like.
Oh, no, Donna.
I don't want to be like, hey, auga. No, I just want to get the job done.
No, not at the Super Bowl. Not at a Brooklyn. Look, you got a bunch of blowhards there at this Brooklyn Nets conference. All they care about is, are we going to be running more zone defense this year? Okay, snoring. You guys are all asking the same question. Let's break loose a little bit. Somebody get in here and ask a different kind of question, and then boom. Enter the Godfather, David Letterman, with his Clausian beard. Hey, D, where'd you get that from? That's great.
I guess if Kevin Durant would have reacted more receptively, I would have felt differently.
Yeah, sure.
If he would have been like, all right, let me, you know, and he could have played along, you know, and said, I don't know.
Yeah, well, Belichick gave me crap back. He said, we already answered that. And I hadn't heard that. I had just come over because Tom Brady, I was talking to Tom Brady and said, should I go ask him if I can tickle him?
Right.
And he said, that's your call. So then I went over there and I said, stretching the truth, I said, Tom Brady just sent me over here to ask you this question. Aww. That wasn't exactly true.
It sort of
happened.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, Super Bowl media day.
We're never getting a Super Bowl again, by the way.
You mean here?
Yeah.
Or you mean the Vikings?
Possibly both. But I don't think that the Super Bowl is ever going to come to Minnesota again.
How do you know that?
I just don't think they came here and were like, this was cool. It was -2 multiple days. I just don't know. I don't think so. Right. I think that was our one time.
All right. Dawn, hey, we're all fans of Stephen King, right? After finishing his latest novel, Billy Summers. So we keep telling you need to see Misery, even if you don't read it.
Ding, 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 ding,
you should
ding,
see
ding,
the
ding.
Movie.
Okay.
It's about a writer who gets into a car accident and is rescued by a fan, a crazed fan. Okay. And now Jamie Foxx wants to remake that story based on an incident that he himself had gone through with a couple of fans. Apparently, he did some kind of auction or something where they won a dinner or half an hour with him.
Oh, okay. No. I'm already scared.
I know. And then it just turned into him doing scenes from Ray. I'm Ray.
Probably
and
different,
just
Ray.
Being... just uncomfortable. He's like, they ended up like keeping him for 2 hours when he was only supposed to do 30 minutes.
Mm. He needs a better handler.
Yeah, the handler should have been with him.
The handler needed to cut it off and say, I'm so sorry, but this is it.
Yep, we got to go. He's got another appointment.
Because he's a real people person. In public, he just turns it on, Jamie Foxx. And so he'll just keep going. Yeah. You need someone to pull you away and so that you can almost fight back. Oh, no, do I have to go already? Oh, right. My goodness, guys, this was so fun. Thank you.
Right. He was at the Super Bowl, one of the Super Bowl parties that you attended, right?
And he was unbelievable publicly as a host. I'm just saying, Shaq was DJing. He hit shuffle on the iTunes playlist. He wasn't exactly scratching.
He was just making an appearance.
Yeah, that was a wild night, man. So fun.
Oh, so happy for you.
I was there with my best friends, Frank and Amelia.
Oh, how are those guys?
They were emceeing. It was our first time meeting, and then before long, we were all sweating and dancing.
Nice.
That's what happens.
Okay.
I don't know, Frank and Amelia were dancing. They're more dignified than I.
Yeah, they are. Definitely. Anyway, we'll keep you posted on the Jamie Foxx remake of Misery. But, wow. Steve, that should be your assignment.
To watch Misery?
Or read it. The book is better than the movie.
Yeah, but the movie is pretty darn good.
It's pretty. Kathy Bates.
Maybe
James Caan.
Mm.
Yes, watch it. It's not scary like you can't sleep scary.
Okay.
Suspenseful. All right, Dawn.
You take off now.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Rock Lobster is coming in next. And boy, there was some big, exciting news in his life yesterday.
Yes.
We'll share it next.